You found Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You found us, all right. It is Primetime Action on a Friday night. Going through the NFL slate, week 7, looking at injury reports, also tracking this baseball game. Oh, Altuve just went yard. Did he? No.
Everyone
looks
it
like
tonight.
It's going crazy.
Everyone's pimping it tonight, and none of them are leaving.
I thought that was gone. 1-0, it remains.
I'm glad it didn't, because he's the guy I switched off of.
We still have our homer thing, yeah.
Yeah.
You were on him?
And then I went to Kike.
So that would have been self-love.
That would have been painful. Yeah.
1-0 Astros, 2 out, bottom of the third. Garcia dealing for the Astros, by the way, as is Eovaldi to an extent. Current line on this game, what do we got?
Astros minus 190, Red Sox plus 155, 6.5 the total.
Ooh.
Garcia has yet, I mean, it's 3 innings in, but he has yet to surrender a hit.
Yes. Red Sox are plus 155 down a run in the third?
Yep.
Interesting.
Tempting. Are you tempted?
Tempting. In fact, I might jump in on that. Why don't you update some scores, Kelly? Maybe I'll make a bet.
Hey, we'll do. Those Pacers of mine still down a bit here.
Break up 106
to 96. End of the third. Wizards. No Bradley Beal and throwing up 106 points through three quarters. I'm impressed. Live numbers on that game. Wizards 7.5 live. 258.5. Your live total for that game. Hornets lead the Cavs 109 to 91. That game, 9 minutes remaining. Live numbers there. Hornets minus 16.5 live, 239.5 the total. Knicks all over the Magic still, 105 to 81, 552 remaining in that game. The Raptors lead the Celtics 60 to 56. That's a surprise. Raptors or Celtics are still a live betting favorite, minus 1.5. 200.5 the total there. The Sixers lead the Nets 64 to 57, 11 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The Sixers are a 5.5 point live favorite. 226.5 is your live total. The Rockets up 22 points on the Thunder the first half.
I just looked at that.
60 to 38.
Christian Wood has 22 points. He is 9 of 14 from the floor, has 7 rebounds.
Wowza.
As well. 22 and 7 before halftime.
Man, they are Rockets 16.5 point live favorite, 224.5 the live total.
This whole tanking thing is not going very well for them.
We're acting like this is normal. This NBA season has started so strangely.
It's very odd. The Bulls up big on the Pelicans, 56 to 41. Pelicans really struggling with no Zion here at the beginning of the year. 56-41, the Bulls are 13.5 point live betting favorites. 222.5 is the live total there. Let's head to college football next. Middle Tennessee State all over UConn, 41-13, 8 minutes remaining in that game. UCF on top of Memphis, 14-7, 13 minutes remaining in the third quarter of that game. UCF a 5.5 point to 6 point live favorite, 47.5, I'm sorry, is your live total there. And on the ice, the Bruins up on the Sabres 3-0, 12 minutes remaining in that game, and the Kings with a 1-0 lead over the Stars, 2:37 left in the first period. Stars still live betting favorite, minus 160, Kings plus 130, 3.5 your live total.
Kelly, I know we mentioned this, and like, I'm not trying to overreact here early in the season. I understand it's the Pelicans, and the Pelicans aren't any good without Zion out there. At least they're going to struggle at least for a little bit without Zion out there. But you look at this Bulls team, man. Like, you kind of look up and down this lineup: DeRozan, Vooch.
It's a stacked
Ball,
starting lineup.
LaVine, all guys that can pitch in double digits pretty much every night. You know, like, they're kind of double digit guys every single night. And it's going to get that way tonight. I mean, DeRozan and LaVine are already there. DeRozan at 13, LaVine at 18. You got Ball and Vooch sitting at 7 apiece. They're going to get to double digits as well. Like, these are double-digit guys on a nightly basis that on good nights, Vooch is going to double-double. There's going to be nights where DeRozan or LaVine goes off for their 30 that they do every now and then. I mean, like, it's an intriguing team. I'll put it.
It is a top tier legit starting lineup in the NBA. The problem is they have absolutely no depth whatsoever. I mean, you have Caruso coming off the bench, which is solid, and after that, it's pretty gross. So, Jeremy, our director early in the week, he's a big Bulls fan. I was like, listen, I believe in the Bulls this year. As long as nobody in the starting lineup gets hurt, misses a single game this year, you should be looking solid in the playoffs.
Or never sits on the bench at any point in any game.
Exactly, yeah.
We're going to the 4-1 Astros in baseball. I am getting in on the Red Sox.
He has decided he is getting in on the Red Sox.
Plus 166.
Says, hey, Matt Brown, take your future and shove it.
Sorry.
All right.
That price seems dumb to me. Plus 166. So I'll play that. Let's get to these last two because I'm excited about our circa million primetime action entry bartering. That should be fun. We'll do that next segment. Sunday night, Colts at Niners. Colts at Niners. Again, 2 weeks into the season, you might have said, oh, this is a survivor play on the Niners. Now, not a chance. Niners favored by 4.
Yeah, if you look here, though, the injury report is fairly interesting in this one. And this is the thing that I was really kind of looking at as to how I was going to maybe go about playing this game or how I was leaning towards maybe even from a contest side of things. On the Colts side, we talked about Julian Blackmon, ruptured his Achilles, starting safety for them, gone. Huge when you lose a starting safety. Braden Smith, who we thought was going to be back for them this week, starting offensive tackle for them, could not make it back to the tune of not even getting listed as questionable, just out already, just listed as out. Jordan Wilkins, backup running back, out. Starting corner, Rocky Sin, out. Starting safety, starting corner, starting offensive tackle, and then T.Y. Hilton is listed as questionable. You also have one of those deals where we've got, you know, the T.Y. Hilton is kind of on the same kind of injury thing as Julio Jones, he's questionable.
Yeah.
He ends up playing, but then he always leaves. So it's like, So, I mean, even if T.Y. Hilton goes, high likelihood that he sees the sideline over the course of the game. I think the very big news here on the 49ers side of things was Jimmy Garoppolo not even listed on the injury report. So not even listed as questionable for this one. He is completely...
Well, they don't have anybody else on the depth chart.
He's go. I believe I saw Kyle Shanahan say today he's starting on Sunday.
Yeah, but they didn't even put the questionable tag on him in case he were to go out there and, you know, feel bad and warm up or whatever. Like, they didn't even do that.
He was almost ready to go a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, so just not even designated at all. That said, not a clean injury report for them. Of course, Trey Lance is out, but Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle for them, is out, and then Trent Williams, he hadn't played in forever anyway, but anyway, he's listed as doubtful for this game for the 49ers. That said, guys, I mean, look, you lose a safety, you got a corner that's not going to be out there, you got a starting offensive tackle that's not going to be out there. Now you have the 49ers coming back off of a bye here at home in a spread that I think is maybe even a little bit short in this whenever you really go talent for talent. Like, look, yes, did the Colts look good over the last couple of weeks? Sure. The Colts look good over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not going to sit here and take away a 31-3 win, but that 31-3 win was over the Texans. I mean, like, it just is what it is. I mean, that's 31-3 win that was over the Texans. They still lost to the Ravens, and you're going to say, oh, they only lost 31-25. Lamar Jackson fumbled on the inch-yard line in that game. It could have been a bigger anyway, all that being said, then the win before that was against the Dolphins. And again, Jacoby Brissett, when he was running the Dolphins, it was a completely, completely inept offense. So, I mean, you're trying to sell me here on this team like making strides and being good, where it's kind of like, yeah, but if you really dig in, it's not really all that it seems here in this one. And listen, y'all know me. I'm lower on the 49ers than most.
Yes,
have been lower
from the beginning.
Have been lower on the 49ers than most the entire course of the season. That being said, you are getting Shanahan off of a bye. I have to assume, listen, with George Kittle and IR, you have to assume they have figured out a way to get Brandon Ayuk back involved in this offense. I mean, this was one of the breakout players last year. Comes in, we had no idea that he had somehow fallen into the doghouse or whatever. It wasn't that he wasn't being productive. He wasn't even getting targeted. Like, the guy was literally running as like the third or fourth wide receiver for this team. If you believe the beat writers, he was back out there with the ones. He, you know, had a great week of practice. You know, I mean, like everyone always has a great week of practice, but he was back out there with the ones. He had a great week of practice, so you have to think that he gets more involved with this as well. And listen, the fact that they didn't even list Jimmy Garoppolo in the injury report at all, even as questionable for one of the, just to, as a kind of cover your backside thing in case he goes out there and something goes awry in warmups, like, leads me to believe that, you know, he's really and truly good to go in this game. So it's hard for me not to lean to the 49ers. It's hard for me not to maybe even get to a play on the 49ers between now and when this game actually goes off. And I can't believe I'm saying that, because again, I've been down on this 49ers team as much as anything. They get back Juwan Williams, the starting corner for them as well. Another guy that had been out, like, this secondary was so thin for the 49ers for so long. He's not even listed on the injury report, no designation whatsoever. So you're getting a much different version of this 49ers team than we saw even 2 weeks ago whenever they were going into the bye week. And so for me, I just think it's a stronger team. I still think it's probably one of the, you know, upper half teams in the NFL now that things are kind of shaken out here. And I still think the Colts are probably one of the bottom half teams.
All right. You have anything to say about Saints and Seahawks Monday night? Want to squeeze that in?
Sometime later in the show, we'll get to it.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
6:30. Next. Come back at 6:30. We'll talk about it.
Worst case, we're here on Monday.
Don't go anywhere next, though, because it's our Circa primetime action entry. We will discuss Kelly again. No, but we don't have a three-way match.
No unanimous pick.
It's the first time that's happened.
I believe so.
How many two matches do we have?
Four.
Oh, we do have four.
Yeah.
Give me a red ball. I'm ready to get pumped up for this.
Oh.
Let's go.
I didn't know we had four of those. All right. Let's find out what they are. And who were the matches? Who's the odd man out? Coming back on VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NBA season has, in fact, tipped off, but there's still time to grab your copy of the VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. It has strategies, predictions, best bets to stay ahead of the odds makers, and all of our hoops experts. I mean all of them, including JVT. Jonathan Von Tobel provides strategy and advice, as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. The digital guide is a must-have, so give yourself a betting edge this season and get your copy now for only $9.99.
Six toonies and change. Canadian.
VSiN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin, and now comes our Circa Million 3 primetime action entry bartering. Kelly? Your honor.
Yeah, we can take it away, Dakota. We've got, two on the Chiefs.
So, first of all, none unanimous.
No unanimous. None. Okay. Zero.
All right.
Two on the Chiefs.
Yes.
Laying 4.5. Mm-hmm. Two on the Bucks, mm-hmm. Laying 12.5, the mm-hmm. big number. Mm-hmm. Two on the Niners, laying 4. Two on the Texans, plus 18.5 points at the Cardinals. Single votes out there on the Packers, -8, Eagles, +3, Patriots, -7, Bengals, +6.5. And then the conflicting vote situation, which we have never had before.
Yes, we have.
But we've never had one where all three are involved. So the little 2 in parentheses means there were 2 on the Saints and then 1 person on the Seahawks.
Uh-huh. That one person was me.
The one person was you.
Yeah.
Matt and I both on the Saints. So... So I don't know. We've got 4-2 voters. Are we locking those in, or is there a discussion?
Let's go to the 4. So Chiefs, Bucks, Niners, Texans. I was a part of the Bucks and the Texans.
I was a part of the Chiefs, the Niners, and the Texans.
And I was a part of the Chiefs and the Bucks.
Okay. So I have three of mine have 2 votes.
I'm fine with all of them, though, because the 49ers – wait, no, I lied.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Accounting error from Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
Wait, hold on. I'm on the Chiefs, Bucks, and Niners. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Niners, Bucks and Bucks, Chiefs and Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're good. Never mind. We're good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Wait, yours are what, man?
I'm on Chiefs, Niners, Texans.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you two are on the Texans. I'm not on the Texans, but I'm okay playing that. Like, this is one of those weeks. Like, the 18.5 points. This is one of those weeks that's so gross. Like we talked about it during the game breakdown, it's like 18.5 points in the NFL. Like, okay, I am perfectly fine with taking
Explain to me your thinking. I'm cool with the Chiefs. Explain to me your thinking on the Niners.
Oh, man, I for me, it's more...
Not that I'm involved. I'm
still not believing in the Colts. Just the fact that they are getting Garoppolo back, I think this offense is going to click a little bit better. Yeah, I mean, it's one that, honestly, I thought I was going to be on an island on, and it was probably my fifth ad. So, it's not something I'm completely high on, but it is one that I'm probably playing this week.
Bregman single again.
Here comes Alvarez to win this for me.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I mean, listen, you lose your starting safety. You don't have a starting corner out there. You still are missing a starting offensive tackle. T.Y. Hilton likely not going to be 100%. Well, he's definitely not going to be 100%. Could be in and out of the lineup with them. You get basically not only the whole offensive side of the ball back for the 49ers outside George Kittle, but you get a lot of the defensive guys back as well that was really thin in the secondary. Yeah, I just think they're a far superior team to the Colts.
Okay.
I mean, I'm willing to be proven wrong.
Let's go to your Saints one, because I don't want to stand in the way of that either. Seahawks literally were my last one coming up with a fifth pick. Like, I'll take the Seahawks +5.
The more confusing thing, why are the Eagles orange and the Bengals yellow?
Yes. Mustard, in fact.
What am I missing?
The Eagles are a tangerine and the Bengals are a mustard.
I'm not really sure. I think it was just more so I was trying to come up with an excuse, but then there's three reds on the inside.
That's correct.
I was going to say
you didn't want to go green and then green. You wanted it to pop.
Well, you could have put the Bengals up there in the orange, which, by the way, they are orange. And then you could have put the Eagles down at the bottom in a green.
Well, Matt, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. How about we just move on?
Look, we're just trying to be better around here. All right, we're just trying to be better. So for me, on the one vote side, it's the Eagles and that's it. The Eagles are the one vote for me.
I had the Bengals and the Patriots.
And Kelly must be the Packers.
Yeah, I'm the Packers. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was one of my, this week is so gross, Packers -8 was one of my easiest ones, I feel like, because it was just, I'm like, all right, I'm already teasing it down, I believe in this team enough in the teaser, I believe, lay it 8, I think they could be fine against with Washington, I just think this team's overpower them offensively, and I'm not sure that because we have to rethink what Washington is these days, right? We expected them to come into the year as a powerhouse defense and not much on offense, and I've been probably more impressed with what Taylor Heineke's been able to do with the offense, but the defense is a disaster.
Terrible.
I mean, it's a disaster. So, I don't think they're slowing down Aaron Rodgers. I think that could easily be a double-digit win for the Packers.
I have zero problem with the Packers. Zero.
So here's my problem with the Seahawks, and we didn't get to that game. But my problem with Seahawks is mainly this, is they got much of their success when Russell Wilson has gone out, like running the ball, right? Well, the Saints are one of the teams that in this league that, again, you just can't run against them. I mean, like, they are just really, really exponentially better against the run.
Coming off a bye, like, that was my simple handicap of the Saints this week.
I mean, it's the number 2 rush defense DVOA in the NFL. It's the number 4 rush defense according to Pro Football Focus. If you look, they're number 1 in yards per rush allowed. And then if you just look at all the other kind of advanced metrics from the defensive side, I mean, they're 6th overall early down success against, early down EPA's 4th, points per play 1st given up. So, I mean, like, the defense has been really, really good. Now, there's the Jameis factor on the road, 12th man, all the, you know, prime time, whole 9 yards. There is that factor that still comes into play. I just kind of think that if they can't run the ball at all and it's now the Geno show having to go through the air, I'll take my chances with the Saints.
I mean, that's the thing. You still trust Jameis Winston. Oh, that was a risky 3-2 zone you played there, Pacers. I mean, I still trust Jameis this is such a weird argument. I trust Jameis to turn the ball over less than I trust Geno Smith, right? Like, I mean, at least he's got that going for him this week in my mind. So I don't know. I think that's a... I wrapped the Saints into a teaser this week with the Packers. I think that is covering 5's asking a lot more, but man, there's just not a lot to choose from.
Just complete transparency, Gil. So I have 2 entries in the contest, right? Mm-hmm. So the Saints would be the one out, and the Bengals would be the one in for me. So I'm putting in two entries. I just happened to – that's just the one that I submitted for this one. So my two entries will be the three that I just talked about that made it into our two, the Eagles – and then it'll one entry will have the Bengals, one entry will have the Saints.
So essentially, you agree with my Bengals as well.
Yes. So that is also one that will be an entry for me.
So I'll tell you that my entire thing with including the Seahawks was twofold. One, there just weren't that many games on the slate that I liked, right? So that's the fifth. We got to pick five of these. Good Lord.
It was impossible this week. Yes. Like, I don't.
The only other thing about this was it was a Malcolm Gladwell blink thing for me. Like, okay, I could totally picture the Seahawks just coming up with some primetime home performance where they just pull a game from you know where and then they perform well against the Saints and at the very least cover. There is nothing deeper than that here. Nothing. There's no analysis beyond that. So I am completely willing to cave on that game, but I do like the Bengals plus 6.5 as well. So, I mean...
I wish it was seven.
I could go with that.
I like the Bengals much better than I like the Bucks, but that's just that's just me now. That's me. But that's neither here nor there. The two votes, those make it through. So those four,
Give you all the Saints. Take the Saints. In fact, I've gotten too many of the fifth choice recently. Why don't you take the Saints?
We did go two, Kelly.
Yeah, you went two.
We went two.
And I am not willing to fight it in any way. You'll know when I'm fighting.
I was trying to
I was willing to use my Ram it through this week if the Chiefs didn't make it. I was fully prepared.
I don't think I had to worry on that one. Yeah, the Saints were, if I had a power rank, how my rankings went, it was probably Chiefs and Packers 1-2 for me. So that like Chiefs, you would never have to worry about that. They were
I'm not fighting here, because like I said, so the Saints are my swing pick as it is anyway, right? So it's going to make one entry and it's not going to make the other.
Seahawks
entry.
were my fifth.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that confident about it either. But I had the Bengals probably second or third in mine. So let's do the Saints.
All right, there it is.
Those are two. Let's do the Saints.
Chiefs, Bucks, Niners, Texans. Saints.
I mean, we are 100% when we bet underdogs still, so.
What are we, 1-0?
Like 3-0, I think, now?
No. Maybe that's our problem. Perhaps we should
maybe
take a cue from that. Maybe we have way too many favorites.
Saints?
Yep, Saints it is.
Saints it is.
Okay. Saints it is. No interest in fighting that. None.
Right. Well, I'm kind of stuck now because I'm back here. I'm like, am I really confident in the Saints over the Bengals selection? Like,
oh boy, Kelly, you're really gonna feel it.
No, we're going Saints. We're going Saints.
Cut to a shot of me texting you during the Saints Seahawks game. Like, huh? Told you.
I told you.
It was the Chargers Ravens one.
Be in here for
Matt. Half you really it. Held us back.
We'll
not
be here
pulling
for half of it. Like, we'll be here for half.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the Monday night game. That's right. All right. May we go 5-0 for once. Good Lord. All right, we'll preview some late-night basketball next. VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Prove your fighting spirit this football season in the Modelo Giant Fantasy Challenge. Play for free in this three-part contest series for your shot at up to $9,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/giantprediction to get in on the action. Modelo. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Must be 21 and older. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gigante. It should be the Gigante Fantasy Challenge.
The Gigante?
Yeah.
Fantasy Challenge? Yeah.
You know?
That'd be cool.
They should have done that.
Should have did it.
Free advice. Free advice.
You know, by the way, we're getting tweets about your Modelo comments. Do you guys know that? Someone's not happy with you guys.
I know. I get it. It's, I was talking about drinking it out of a bottle.
Pour it out of the bottle into a cup.
And I'm, listen, if you're fancy, you might want to do that.
Yeah,
but if you're at a Mexican restaurant, I mean, are you feeling fancy? Well,
you never claimed to be fancy.
Well,
Matt's from Louisiana.
There are some
Mexican
restaurants here in Vegas.
Kelly's got a bet here. Spencer Dinwiddie just hit a game-tying three, and now the Pacers with the ball. You have the Pacers on the money line, Kelly? Stolen by the Wizards.
Oh, no.
Play some defense. Yes, on the money line.
On the money line.
They're going to get last shot.
Wizards
great.
Ball. Holding it for the final shot. Spencer Dinwiddie has gone off in this game. 123-123. 4 seconds left. Dinwiddie, stop. Backup. Shot from behind the arc. No good. We're going overtime.
We're going overtime.
Dinwiddie had no interest in passing.
They had the Pacers. Yeah, no interest. Yeah. The Pacers had two completely empty possessions of their last four possessions. Just nothing. Don't even get a shot off. Blows my mind. Professional basketball players trying to operate the clock, run it out, time it all perfectly, and then you don't end up not even getting a shot off.
Wizards could still go 82-0. That's how good they are. Without Bradley Beal tonight, 123 for the Wiz.
You know what? Pretty good D by Sabonis. It's about as good as you can do these days.
Oh, by the way, he fell hard a second ago. I thought he was donezo.
Yeah, he looked like he got shot by a sniper.
Meanwhile, Brooklyn, much like in their first game against Milwaukee, never really flirting with a run at any point in this game. Usually in the NBA, you get a run, right? Where you're like, oh, Brooklyn's, they just cut it to one. Nope. Still down 7 here in the fourth quarter. About 8 minutes left.
Well, we were on break. Bregman led off the inning with a single.
Yep.
Jordan Alvarez doubled. Mm-hmm. Second and third, no out. Correa struck out swinging. Tucker struck out swinging. McCormick struck out swinging.
You know how I know that? Because I have a +166 wager on the Red Sox. I was watching it closely. Still a no-hitter, though, going for Luis Garcia, who has been just absolutely crushing in this game. What a funky windup he has, too, by the way.
Just real quick, back to that Nets 76ers game. Kevin Durant, triple-double, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, and welcome back to the league, LaMarcus Aldridge, 14 points in 17 minutes on the floor.
Can we talk about Steph last night for a second? 25 points on perfect shooting in the first quarter last night. He ended up with a cool 45.
28 at the half, though.
Yeah.
You ever wonder, like, you're like, what the heck? Like,
but he hit
two, it was working in the first.
He hit two huge threes with under 2 minutes, one from about 37 feet out. And I mean, I'll just say it again. First of all, no one seems to be taking the Warriors seriously for a title. I just want to say that. That's my impression of people who are supposed experts in here. They'll get Clay back eventually. And two, is there anyone in sports more likable or just more, how can I put this, that makes you feel like a child rooting for a player beyond our betting than Steph Curry does? It's just
not
phenomenal.
At all. I think it's a perfect way to describe him. I mean, all the way since he was back in college. It was the same way back, even when he burst out on the scene in the tournament in college, he felt that way.
He's just super fun to watch. Like, look, the shooting from a million feet away, if it goes, it still only counts for 3 points. So, I mean, like, that's like, it's fun to watch for me. It doesn't impress me all that much because it's kind of like still worth three. You know, like, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You could just shoot it from the 3-point line.
I mean, I understand that, but he's like, he's still worth 3 points. Changed the way the game's
it's still
played.
Worth it's still worth 3 points.
Completely changed the way the
well,
game
I'm saying,
is played.
Like, he's making a hard shot that's already hard exponentially harder for no additional benefit.
Right, but what he's doing is spreading the court, though. And so that's the problem.
There's a difference between spreading the court and shooting it from the logo. I mean, that's not changing the...
No, it is, because defenses have to pick him up as soon as he crosses the timeline. Now, not in a transition situation like that. Ooh.
Oh, all right. I saw the crowd going nuts, and I'm like, what just happened? And it was a bat stuck in the netting.
Steph has completely changed the game. You never had to pick up... You never had to spread your defense. By spreading the defense, it just makes it a different game entirely. By the way, one of the 75 greats. Klay Thompson not happy that he was. He tweeted that he felt like he is one of the 75 all-time greats. He was not on the team. Dwight Howard not happy for being excluded from that team either.
Again, I don't like. It's one of those. I saw 10 names on the list, and then I saw like 10 names that were left off it, and I didn't even look at the whole list. I was like, okay, this is.
I'm pretty okay with who was left off and who was put on. I didn't really think there was like a major snub on there.
It's also weird in basketball as well because like just the generationally
every era is different.
Yeah, like between the way that the game is played and what is good and what's not and what's whatever. I mean
the game just 15 years ago was so different than it is now. Yes. 15 years ago is not that long.
Like prime Shaq could probably play in the NBA.
Yes.
In today's NBA.
Right.
But outside of that, like, no other true center could play in the NBA. Yeah. Like, they'd be like irrelevant.
Or true power forwards?
Yeah. Like,
Chris Webber ain't making it these days.
Yeah. Like, they wouldn't be able to play. Like, peak Shaq was just so dominant down low that, like, he probably could make it in today's NBA. But outside of that, none of those centers from that era would be able to play.
I just keep thinking about Wes Unseld. Who was a 6'7" center for the Washington Bullets who couldn't jump, you know, like you could maybe get paper underneath him when he jumped. But his calling card was an outlet pass.
Yeah.
Like Ben Wallace. I mean, he just got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Which I do not understand.
He ain't playing in the NBA these days. Like, yeah. Unless you developed a 3-point shot that we never learned about Ben Wallace.
But again, back to Steph. Who had more of a part of changing this game than anyone? Him.
Hey, nobody. Yeah, hey, yeah. Nobody comes close.
By the way, Luis Garcia.
I was just about to say, is this still happening?
It's still happening.
Okay.
4 2/3, no hitter, and no one has really come close. Like, I don't remember a ball leaving the infield.
And it might have changed because he's thrown exponentially more pitches since I brought this up to you guys. But, like, 2 innings ago, to let you know how jacked up he is for this game, he had thrown the 4 fastest pitches of his season in this game so far, and probably has exceeded that. It's probably been 5 or 6 or 7 fastest pitches because, like, he is jacked for this.
1-0, that run still holding up for the Astros. We do have a few basketball games tonight.
Miles
still
Turner
to come,
with 40 points. More. Career high 40 points for Miles Turner tonight. Sorry.
Oh, you're up 6 all of a sudden.
Yeah, all up 6. Up
we
six.
Do. Two more tips. 10 Eastern, both of these, 7 Pacific. Jazz and Kings. 6-point favorites are the Jazz on the road. There are some 6.5s out there, so shop around depending on which side you want to play. 226.5, 227, your total there. And then the Suns and the Lakers. The Suns are, this is flipped.
Yeah, it has.
So the Suns are now 1.5 favorites on the Lakers, 221.5, 222. Yes, when we came on, this was 1.5 Lakers. So this has gone 3 points.
Yeah, it has flipped. No Kendrick Nunn tonight. No Wayne Ellington tonight. No Talen Horton-Tucker again tonight for the Lakers. Dario Saric, the only guy who will be out. And he'll be out for a while for the Suns. So that's your injury status there. The Kings, as far as that game goes, the Kings are a team that, you know, I told you guys a couple nights ago, I think they are a little undervalued in the market. It's a team that I think I'll be betting on here early on in the season, at least. If that hits 7, I'll probably be on that game. I've been kind of looking for that all day. It hasn't gotten to that point. 6.5 is the most I've seen. If that hits 7, I probably will end up firing on the Kings a little bit here tonight. But, that's two pretty good games tonight, actually.
The Hornets win 123-112. They went off as 2.5-point favorites, so they win by 11 in that one. Easily cover. And then the Knicks, 121-96 over the Magic. They went off as 7.5 or 8-point favorites in that one, so obviously easily cover with the 25-point win.
How about the current Lakers have 4 of the 75 on their current roster? LeBron, AD, Westbrook. Oh, no, 3. And Carmelo, 4.
Melo was on that list.
Melo I could have done without being on that list.
Yeah. Yeah.
10th leading scorer of all time, I get it, but it never made a single player better. Never.
You just said it perfectly. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go by that, he's the 10th leading scorer.
Dominant scorer, though.
But there were guys in other eras that weren't big scorers.
He didn't win anything. He didn't make anybody any better.
Is Alex English in the top 75? Like, he'd be the Carmelo of that era. You know, I don't know if he is or not. I didn't check the whole list.
Great. What, I miss a 3? Come on, Pacer. Pick it up.
The Wizards will not go away. And now they have the ball with a chance to tie. 129-126, 2 minutes left in overtime. Kelly dying a slow death over here. Should have been over by now.
Should have been.
But you can't stop the Wizards from the arc. Behind the arc. Count it. Tie ball game. Spencer Dinwiddie.
They might should cover him.
Get out of my life, Dinwiddie.
Unconscious.
They might want to cover him.
They might want to.
Me and my blood pressure. So glad the NBA is back.
129 apiece.
Hey, nothing a couple of cool Modellos won't come home.
That's right.
There you go,
Kelly. There you go. Sabonis with the nice little English.
All right, we'll have to go to break. Pacers up 2. 131.
The boys downstairs preparing a loser video for me? Yeah. I see you guys. Wow.
I love that. They're anticipating. Oh, terrible pass by the Wizards. You get the ball back here, Kelly. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll give you our actual football picks beyond contest that we've already made this week in the NFL. Next, Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting National Championship is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more information and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC. Kelly Bidlin, not a happy man. Pacers were up 6 in overtime, and 11-2 Wizards run. By the way, 11-2 in like a 3-minute span of overtime.
Yeah. I got mushed by the guys downstairs.
What, with the loser video?
Yeah.
134-131 Wiz. 34.4 seconds left. Pacers ball. Pacers with the chance to tie if they choose.
Two for one time.
Or drive to the hole. They do take a three? No good. Rebound Wizards. And the difference between the shot clock and the game clock, 3 seconds. So if the Wizards play this right, the Pacers are on a foul, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But they're not going to. Wizards just ought to use the entire play clock. What are you doing, Pacers? Oh, but the Wizards don't use the play clock.
And a foul. Oh, man.
A bailout foul.
I want to see that replay.
I'm looking at the rules, guys. Only NFL, college football, and NBA.
NFL, college football, and NBA.
Yeah. You must bet at least $1,000 across each of the 3 days. Boom. So you can't just sit on your buy-in. Mm-hmm. You have to at least wager $1,000 each one of the 3 days. Anywhere in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or Wyoming is available, is eligible for this. So that's pretty cool, though.
Still like, have a shot.
NFL, college football, NBA. So you've got everyone in there watching the games together. Like,
so those three?
Those three.
Okay.
Those three.
So college basketball will not have started yet by then.
1 million to first, mm-hmm. 250,000 to second, 125,000 to third, 100,000 to fourth. Pays all the way down to 25th place where you get your money back.
Pacers down 4, 6.77 seconds left.
That was a horrible call. That really would have made a difference. They were up 3. Like you said, Gil, if you play it outright, they would have lost anyways.
You have to foul early.
Though. That foul call was terrible, though. Yeah, they should have fouled way early. You're right.
Yeah. Sorry about this, guys. A little irritation in the eyeball.
Kuzma, 26-11.
Yeah, I know. I got Kuzma's like greatest game ever, too.
Kuzma had 15 boards in the first game, 11 in this one. All of a sudden, he's like Moses Malone on the board.
Kuzma, 26-11 in this game.
Pacers just hit a 3, but at the buzzer. 135-134, Wizards win.
The Nets have...
Loser video.
Nets are within 4 in this one. Kevin Durant, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, a steal, and a block, and only 2 turnovers.
Spencer is doing the thing. Grabbed some random child off the court, onto the court. I'm going to guess it was his, but it looks funny.
Well, let's hope it was his own.
He just like went right to the stands and grabbed a kid.
Brooklyn has cut this to 4, and so this is the closest I believe they've gotten. But every time they'll have a chance to cut into lead. 3:17 left in this game. Brooklyn showing some life here late in this game at Philly. Of course, Philly without Ben Simmons, who was not mentally ready to go tonight.
Today's NBA, this game, gentlemen, went to overtime. Pacers, let's start with the Wizards. Wizards 52% from the field, 50% from 3 on 19 of 38 on 3.
Wow.
The Pacers were 53% from the field, 43% from 3.
The Wizards were 19 of 38?
Yes, from 3.
Jeez. That was a fascinating play in the field just now for the Red Sox. We're slipping all over the mud infield there at Minute Maid. Still 1-0. 2 out in the bottom of the 5th, but the Astros have a runner at first. But
are they really slipping? So this is something Houston does every game, apparently, is wet down this infield.
I don't know if they slip. Well, let's see what happened here. So Schwarber, he just threw an errant throw. Devers had to die for it.
So at some point, it seems like it would be an unfair home advantage, but when you're not playing on dirt, you're playing on mud. But what do I know?
Just feels odd that it's always wet like that.
All right, Matt, what you betting this Sunday?
Pull the graphic up. I have too many things.
I don't remember. I remember
off the top of my head. I have the Chiefs 4.5. I have the Chiefs team total. I also have the Chiefs in a money line parlay with the Packers. So this is, you know, look, like I said, I think the Chiefs are just a far superior team to the Titans at this point, and certainly from an offensive standpoint, I believe that they are. And it's going to take the Titans getting that turnover luck that the Chiefs have been really, you know, unfortunate, I think, for them to keep this thing close. And they very well might get that. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that it can't happen, but I'm counting on regression to the mean here, and the Chiefs are going to do what they do on offense. So give me that team total over -4.5, and then also in a money line parlay with the Packers, about the same juice as if I was playing a teaser. So -123 right there. I took the Broncos last night. It got home. It was ugly. It was what it was. Hey, we were all, I fortunately landed in the middle last night.
So. It was a 39.5 point total.
Yeah.
You had nothing to apologize for. So,
I cashed mine.
Broncos, we played that right.
Broncos under.
So Broncos 8.5 with the Packers. I'm obviously, as you can tell, heavily invested in the Packers this week. So Packers down to 2 with the Patriots at 1. Packers down to 2 with the Eagles up to 9. Also have the Patriots and the Dolphins. This is the one I am least excited about, or the most excited about, depending on how this Dolphins injury report comes out, you know, before the game gets going on Sunday. That being said, look, I can always figure out a way to try to get out of it in game, or try to figure out a way to weasel my way into not losing as much should this injury report go against me. But again, that's the one that I'm really, really watching. I think you should also really, really watch on Sunday morning, because again, two starting corners, starting wide receiver, starting offensive lineman, all this for this Dolphins team. And if it goes the right way here, I think that they're the right side in that game.
All right. I got a lot of the same. If the Packers go down this weekend, Matt, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. I've got two not listed here on my graphic. The Packers and Broncos, same teaser, so I need Packers to close that one out. And then I've got Packers and Bucks, so not great numbers. You can get better numbers than I got. 2.5 and 6.5. You could get, 2 and 5.5 now, probably. You go and tease this right now. I'm not really that worried about this Bucks, but Bucks under a touchdown. Obviously, I'm not happy about what I saw today on the injury report by the Bucks, but I still think there's enough weapons there for that team to easily take care of business against the Bears. We talked about this earlier. Bears are not going to be able to run the ball in this Bucks defense. If I lose because Justin Fields finally has his breakout game, I'll roll the dice on that. Fine. Otherwise, I think that the Bucks still have plenty enough weapons on offense to cover 6.5 points. So I'm okay with that. The other way I played the Packers was money line parlayed them with the Saints. I think by the end, before Sunday, I will end up money line parlaying them with the Chiefs, like you did as well, Matt. I was real close to doing something with the Chiefs. I like the way that you played that. I'm probably going to do that same kind of bet, Packers and Chiefs money line parlay. And then in the show, I did play the under on that Panthers and Giants under 43. So that like is it. My the other other bet that is not listed on here: Giants Panthers under 43.
I went Packers Patriots teaser. That was the only one I had because I didn't like the Broncos that much last night, so I did the rare same game teaser where I had the Broncos in the under. That ended up hitting, but I didn't tie the Broncos in anything else. So the only thing I have in my account bet-wise is Packers-Patriots, which to me is, yes, the Packers is a Wong teaser like the Patriots technically is not, but that seems to me to be the most natural of all teasers. That's all I have in the account right now.
Like I said, if Cincinnati gets to 7, I'll be on that.
I will be on that, too. If that gets to 7, I will be on that, too.
So I'll throw that out there. If that gets to 7, I'll be on that. I believe in this. I believe this team has some legitimacy to them. And then also, again, I think this defense is actually a little bit for – they're not a top-5 defense like the metrics say right now, but what they don't have to be. Like, as long as they're a top 14, 15 defense, then that's good enough with this offense that they have right here for, you know, you're getting a touchdown in a game like that. That back door is going to always be open with Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins and all those weapons that they have on offense, Joe Mixon, all that. And again, Joe Mixon, I think Joe Mixon receptions in that game, like right now at DraftKings, the props 2.5, they're going to get blitzed a ton. I think little dump-offs to the running back, little designed dump-offs to the running back, things like that to kind of counteract all the blitzes that they're going to see. I really do like that a ton, so I'd play the Mixon over on the 2.5 receptions as well.
All right. Just want everybody to know I did that whole segment with sunscreen in my right eye.
So that's not good.
Played it hurt.
That's not
good. Played it hurt, got through it.
It was your sunscreen. Flu segment.
Yeah, man.
It's his flu segment.
I was on the roof today.
All right.
Yeah, you can deal.
It was actually a pleasant day here.
Just prepping for a big Friday night with Gil Alexander.
You're the one who's got the big Friday night.
Hey, let's go.
I know.
Let's go.
Woo!
Come on, Kelly. Don't let us down.
Kelly is single and looking to mingle tonight.
Brooklyn with an 8-0 run. It's got a ball game. 2-point game with just over a minute left. Minute 20 left. Nightcap next. Tim Murray, Sean King, Cirque. Enjoy. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.